أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We humbly turn to God and ask for His special grace and guidance, because we believe He is the All Perfect One, the All Merciful One, and one whose special grace and mercy is available to those who are believers and good doers. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. And we send our salutations and greetings on the Holy Prophet and on his holy progeny, who are the best guides for mankind till the end of time. Elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We were discussing a brief commentary on Dua Kumail, and as a general reminder before we start the Dua, it's important to remember that this Dua is not ordinary. It has got certain characteristics and features which make it extraordinary. The fact that the person requesting to be taught this Dua is not an ordinary companion, he's a member of the elite group of the companions of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The fact that the dua has also been named as dua of Khidr, and Khidr alayhi salam is not an ordinary personality. Indeed, he is introduced in the Quran as the teacher of not an ordinary prophet, of Ulul Azm prophet Musa alayhi salam. And number three, the merit mentioned by Imam alayhi salam to Kumail, that if you recite this dua even once in your lifetime, it has the potential of transforming you. So collectively, this should remind us that the dua is extraordinary, and therefore we need to be mentally prepared and to be mature in our faith to be able to benefit from the contents of this dua. Next slide, please. The dua can be divided into several paragraphs. We've almost finished the first paragraph. And the paragraph in brief, next slide, please. The first paragraph in brief, we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay, and 10 different names are mentioned then, which can be summarized and paraphrased as, O Lord, I ask you because you know everything. وَبِعِلْمِكَ الَّذِي أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I ask you because you have the power over everything. وَبِقُوَّتِكَ وَجَبَرُوتِكَ وَعِزَّتِكَ وَعَظَمَتِكَ وَسُلْطَانِكَ. And I ask you because you are the All-Merciful One. So you know my problem, you can solve it, and you're more than willing to solve it. That's why I've come to you. But before I can ask you my haja, and there are many hajat I have, the first and foremost haja I will ask you are not material. They're spiritual. They're non-material. But even before I ask them, I know there's something that keeps me away from you, though you are very near to me. If, وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that by your beautiful names you have pervaded everywhere. There is nowhere that you are not present. Indeed, you are above space. Therefore, you're equally available in every space. You're above time, and therefore you are equally available at all times. You're the creator of space and time. So you are near everything, but human beings can be away from you because of their sinfulness. And therefore I ask for forgiveness. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahtiku al-'isam, tughayyiru an-ni'am, tunzilu an-niqam, tahbisu ad-du'a, tunzilu al-bala. 5 different groups of sins. Wa kullu dhanbin aznabtu, in fact all the sins. And then we make our request. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik. I want to get close to you. Wa an tuzi'ani shukrak. I want to be thankful to you. Wa tulhimani dhikrak. and I want you to inspire me to be in constant remembrance of you. Three highest spiritual gifts we ask from God before anything else. And then there are two more. We say that Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutazallilin khashi'in an tusamihani wa tarhamani wa taj'alani biqismika radiyan qani'a wa fi jami'i al-ahwali mutawadhi'a. Oh Lord, I want you, once again we're asking, please forgive me and please have pardon on me. We've already asked that before, but it seems that as if we realize that we've asked these three things, qurb and shukr and dhikr, and yet we feel we're distant, so we're asking for forgiveness again. In the previous statements, we asked for our specific sins to be forgiven. Here, we're asking for general mercy now. Tarhamani, tusamihani. And then we make two more requests. I want rida and qana'a, and I want tawadhu'. Inshallah, we'll discuss in detail these spiritual gifts. Next slide, please. I'm asking in a state of khudu', in a state of khushu', in a state of dhilla. As'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutazallilin khashi'. Three mental states that are described by these three words. There is a subtle difference between them. I think one of the best illustrations of the difference between khudu' and khushu' is this riwayah, which is munajat or hadith Qudsi, where God communicates to Prophet Musa, Yabna Imran, Musa son of Imran, Habli, if you want to get close to me, so close that you're constantly in my remembrance. And so because you're constantly in my remembrance, whatever you ask me, I shall grant you. If you want to reach that degree of closeness, then give me three things. I want khudu' from you, khushu' from you, and I want dumu' from you. Habli min qalbika al-khushu'. Give me humility from your heart. Wa min badanika al-khudu'. وَمِنْ عَيْنَيْكَ الدُّمُوعَ. From your body I want khudu', to be humble and lowly. Don't be proud and arrogant. From your heart I want submissiveness and humility. خُشُوع. And of course from your eyes I want dumu', I want tears. If you give me these three, then if you now pray to me, Fad'uni, and now if you pray, make dua to me, tajiduni qariban mujiba. You'll find me near to you, you'll find me responsive to you. When we detach ourselves from anything that distracts us from God, and when we then consider anything and everything other than God to be worthless, and then when we realize our own powerlessness and worthlessness, that's when we experience the inner khushu' expressed by the outer khudu'. And then of course as it reaches the pinnacle, we start having dumu'. This is the state where we are now reciting this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutazallilin khashi'. Next, antusamihani, next slide please, wa tarhamani, I want you to pardon me, to forgive me, to give me your special mercy, rahma. Lakini, if Allah is Rahman, whose mercy is universal, and if Allah is Rahim, His mercy is abundant, it's eternally available, then when I say, give me mercy, it's as if He tells me, but my mercy is not restricted, what's your problem? You do something to deserve to receive my mercy. My mercy is available, it's abundant. So then the riwayah teaches us what to do to get his mercy. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salatullah wa salamu alayhi. Irham turham. Have mercy on human beings, on other creatures. The Creator will have mercy on you. Irham man fil ard. This is also narrated from the Prophet. Irham man fil ard. Yarhamuka man fil sama'. Have mercy on the one who is on the earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy on you. Be compassionate, so that the all compassionate one will have mercy and pardon over you. And this has been elaborated in more detail by the hadith from the Prophet, where the Prophet's compassion to the creation has been discussed. This is labeled in the riwayat as mudarat, mudaratun nas. To be gentle, to be kind, to be polite, to be courteous, to be helpful, to be compassionate, to be caring, to be concerned for the creatures. This mudaratun nas is describing the riwayah as, why should I not be so? Amarani Rabbi, my loving Lord has instructed me, if you want to develop yourself, then be kind to others, Allah will be kind to you. Why should I not be kind? This is nisful iman. A person's faith is defective if he just worships but is unconcerned about the creation. Nisful iman is to relate to people, to be concerned about them, to go and visit them if they're sick, to find them if they have any needs. If you can't help them with money, help them with time, with words. Some people just want words of comfort. That's all. They want your presence. They're alone. They've been abandoned. Their friends don't visit them. Unfortunately, their relatives don't visit them. Their family doesn't visit them. Some just need company, presence. Thamaratul aql, mudaratun nas. If a person's aql matures, the sign of that is that he begins to care for people. Those people who lack concern for others and don't care about others, there's a degree of immaturity in them. Salamatuddini wa dunya. If you don't have the maturity of the aql, and if your faith is not strong, and if you are not responsive to the instruction of your Lord, then at least remember the health of your deen. No. The health of your dunya. It depends on being caring towards others. You don't care towards others today, nobody's going to care for you tomorrow. Nobody's going to care for your children tomorrow. For the sake of self-interest, for the sake of selfishness, be unselfish. Irham, turham. Antarhamani, antusamihani. The formula is, you become kind, Allah will be kind towards you. Next slide, please. Wa antaj'alani biqismika radiyan qani'a. O Lord, make me pleased and satisfied and gratified and happy and content with whatever you have decreed for me. Let me not complain, let me not protest, let me not feel jealous why he has more, I have less. I've struggled. We are almost equal in our efforts. We're dealing in the same products, but he gets more risk, I get less risk. No. Let me develop that sense of contentment. I will strive, but you give me that strength. This is an important issue, and therefore allow me to pause here and discuss a little more in detail. What is this contentment, this rida, this qana'ah, which Imam is asking us to pray to God for? In the Quran, there's only one place where Allah uses the word qisma to describe the decree of the distribution of the rizq and provision, and that is in Surah Zukhruf, chapter 43, ayah number 32. Elsewhere, qisma is used, but not to mean the division of rizq. It means maybe, let's say, the division of wealth after death. There is this one place in the Quran, and that also it is in the context of the mushrikeen who raised an objection. This man is claiming, the Prophet is claiming, that he's a man from God. He's got a message from God. According to us, a commander, a leader of the community, he should be a person who is rich. He should be a person who is powerful. He should be chosen to be the prophet to receive the message from God. This man comes from a poor background. We know one of the two richest places in Arabia, one was Mecca and the other one was Taif. So the mushrikeen say, if Allah wanted to choose a leader, why not choose a leader from one of these two big cities, Taif or Mecca? Ayah number, Surah Zukhruf chapter 43, Ayah number 31, وَقَالُوا Sorry. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقِّ Ayah 31. When the truth comes to them, قَالُوا هَذَا سَاحِرٌ They say, true, his words are powerful. True, his message is attractive. It has got an appeal. It is charismatic. Lakini, that's not because he's been inspired from a power above. He's playing magic with us. قَالُوا هَذَا سَاحِرٌ قَالُوا هَذَا السِّحْرُ وَإِنَّ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ We don't accept, we reject. Though we know we can't do something similar to it, we can't replicate it. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ Look at these two rich, powerful cities. Why not choose one of those leaders to become the prophet? Why this man from a poor background? So then the next ayah talks about the qisma, the qism of rizq. Allah says, what right do they have to decide who should be given what? أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ Are they the ones who have the authority to distribute? Are they the agents appointed by God? Well, how dare you question? You are not there. You came to life. You are empowered. You are given all the gifts. And therefore, you don't have the authority to decide who should be given what? One. Two, you don't even have the wisdom. You don't have the knowledge. Three, you don't even have the power. So you are not entitled and not authorized, and therefore your question is invalid. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا مَعِيشَتَهُمْ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَعِيشَ livelihood, physical provisions. We are the one who make qisma. We are the ones who distribute فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ And then we give more to some and less to others. لَكِينِ This giving more to some and less to others, it is not unequal and unfair. It is done in such a wise way. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا Such that some will take some others in service. Some are given more mental, intellectual talents, mathematical talents, good in computers, good in accounts. Some are given more talents with hands. Some are given more talents with the heart and compassion. They are more in the service industry. Some are given more talents with physical energy. They can engage in hard labor. The distribution of mental abilities and propensities and predispositions and physical capabilities and therefore financial achievements, all this is done in on a basis of wisdom such that a community is built where not everyone is a medical doctor, I'm a computer specialist. But you have a doctor who needs the computer specialist and vice versa. And the doctor and the computer specialist needs the plumber. And the three of them need the electrician. And the four of them need the builder. And the five of them, and you go on and on. We have a community where no one can claim total independence from somebody else. We have a community of interdependent individuals. One totally dependent on the other. Not the other totally independent of the other. But everyone interdependent on each other. And therefore talents, treasures, time, energy, achievements, excellence. These are gifts distributed according to Allah's wisdom. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. But over and above all of this, this physical provision, the spiritual provision, ورحمة ربك, that definitely is superior and more excellent compared to everything else. A beautiful ayah which describes the basis of division. Next slide, please. This qisma and distribution is discussed several times in the Quran. I've given a few samples here, about 10 verses. Some of the verses say, why do you, when you look at others, they enjoy more and others less. Don't feel jealous. Don't complain. Don't protest. Why? Because if Allah is doing, Allah is the one who controls the rizq. One. And Allah knows what is best. Two. There are other verses which say that Allah has the power to give whosoever He wills. Four. Allah says if some are given more, some are given less. In this, there are signs for believers. I'll just explain what that means. Five, there are other verses which say that there are some people who are mistaken to believe that if they've got more wealth, that it is their own efforts and their own intelligence that has enabled them to be more successful than others. Up to a certain degree, yes, but beyond that, Allah decides. And then, sixth example he gives, there were some people who looked at Qarun, extremely rich, so rich that even the keys to his treasures had to be carried. And people were envious. And yet when this extremely rich man abused his wealth and then therefore deserved punishment, and when the punishment descended in front of their eyes, they said, we thank Allah we didn't become rich. He didn't make us rich. There are some people who cannot handle richness. They lose control. They're so immature. They become proud, they become arrogant, they become forgetful, they become destructive, they become abusive. It's harmful not only to the family, to the society, it's harmful to them, to themselves also. And then Allah punishes. And finally, there are verses which say that, why are you worried? Allah is distributing by His own wisdom. And after all, if some get more, some get less. After all this is temporary worldly treasures. This is not the true value of a human being. The true value of a human being is what treasure you have in the Qiyamah. As Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, Al-Ghina wal-Faqr. This is there in Nahjul Balagh in the section of sayings. Al-Ghina wal-Faqr. Ba'da al-Ardi ala Allah. Ba'da al-Hisab. If you stand up for your account in front of God and you're able to justify that extra wealth that was given and yet you're not punished, you're rich. If you fail to justify and you are punished, what use is all this wealth? The kafir will ask for ransom to be protected from the fire of hell, all his wealth, all the wealth of his friends, all the wealth of the dunya. No, twice the wealth of the dunya, but protect me. Well, what's the use of this wealth if that's the end result? This is the philosophy the Quran has about educating us. This is a bird's eye view. Let's go a little more into detail. So for example, in chapter 17, verse number 30. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah is the one who opens His hand metaphorically and gives more to some. And He closes His hand metaphorically and gives less to others. But why does He do that? The ayah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Definitely, He knows the state of His servants better than they do themselves. Some people, when given excess wealth, it may not be healthy for them. So Allah restricts. For some people, it's a test. Allah's wisdom will decide how much should be given to who. Lakini, of course, we know that everyone has been decreed to get his rizq minimum which is necessary for his survival. It is not possible for God to create, and the motive for creation is love, and to love his creature and not to provide for him. This is a fundamental law in the Quran. وَكَأَيِّن مِّن دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقُهَا. Weird. Show me an animal Allah challenges that Allah has not provided risk for it. You are scared of a scorpion and a spider and a snake and a serpent. Allah has given risk. You are definitely more beloved to God than a snake and a serpent and a scorpion and a spider. Why are you worried? لَكِّنِ. To get it, you must work for it. More work, more risk. But the result of the work, Allah decides how much to give. According to your work, more than what you deserve, less than what you deserve. But nothing less than what's necessary for survival. If somebody fails to get enough for survival, it's because somebody somewhere is now blocking, hoarding. Somewhere somebody is doing dhulm. Lakini, the basics are given to everyone. Why? Because Allah is Razzaq. Why? Because Allah is Khairul Raziqeen. Why? Because Allah is Ar-Razzaq Dhul Quwwatil Mateen. If He doesn't provide that which is necessary for the survival, are you challenging and doubting His power? Are you challenging and doubting His control of the keys of the heavens and the earth? Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. Lahu khaza'in walillahi khaza'inu samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He can give to some beyond our accounting ability. Hayri Zakani, this man planned, surveyed the market, brought the products, and over time he's grown extremely rich. And the same thing has been done by somebody else and has failed to get so much. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Khazina belongs to him. The key to that khazina belongs to him. It's not possible for him, therefore, to abandon someone with less than what is necessary for survival. More than that, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ وَاللَّهُ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. The different qualities of God then come to play to decide who should get what. In Surah Saba, chapter 34, ayah 36, the example is given of the person who believes that what extra he has got, it's because of his own personal efforts. What he doesn't realize is Allah who grants the extra. Ayah 36. وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And when the mushrikeen were told, why don't you accept the right message? They said, the message should come to a rich man and a powerful man. And besides, we are successful. You know why we're successful? Look at how much power we have. Power in those days was because of the number of children you had. Look at the amount of wealth we have. We're already successful. We don't need to be guided to success by this poor man. So Allah answers them, oh, you are judging success by wealth? And you think it is your efforts that has made you wealthy? Answer, قَالْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah is the one who decides whom to give more and whom to give less, over and above that which is absolutely necessary. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The problem is the majority don't understand, and the majority don't realize that this is the wisdom and this is the privilege and this is the gift from God. Finally, in conclusion, I would like to quote the last two verses which summarize the value of all the wealth in the world. Surah Ra'd, chapter 13, ayah number 26. Allah says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha' wa yaqdir. Allah gives more to some, gives less to others, out of His wisdom. But His love and power has given enough for everyone at the level of what is necessary for survival. More than that, He gives some excess, some less. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These people who seek extra, who think it's their own intelligence that has enabled them to get all this extra. وَنَفُرَاحَ. Oh, they're extremely joyous that they've got all this wealth. And therefore that's a great success. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٍ. but all the wealth of the dunya in comparison to akhirah is just a drop. Is just a drop. How long are you going to live? Maximum 100 years. The longest living people, the Japanese. 90 years, 100, 110, 120, the oldest women. Where is 120 compared to 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 100,000 years, a million years, billion, trillion? Sorry, I don't have names to give to numbers now, because the number is infinite. What is the value of 100 years compared to infinity? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَعْ. And the next ayah, ayah number 20, surah number 20, surah Taha, chapter 20, ayah number 131. The Prophet is told, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. O Prophet, don't stare and ogle and be surprised and be envious of all the wealth that we have given to the kafir. That's a test for them. It's a test. It doesn't indicate that they are successful. True, they work hard, Allah will give them extra, but not to all of them. To anyone who makes extra efforts, He will give more, but as much as Allah wants and to whomsoever He wants, with these two conditions. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But if you have the spiritual gifts, then definitely that's much better than the physical gifts. Not only is it better in quality, not only is it better in its eternity, not only is it better in its intensity, not only is it better in its diversity, it's better in its infinity. You can't imagine, because you're restricted in time and space. The amount that Allah can give, because He is unlimited, therefore the limit cannot be set to what He can give. The dunya is a small place. Allah wants to flood. The valley of the dunya is small. Allah has got no limit in His khazana. What can the dunya take? The dunya is limited. You want to enjoy a higher level? Akhirah is the place. Here, make sure that Allah will not leave a person to die of starvation unless there is dhulm. Be sure about that. Make the effort which is necessary, but don't do so much effort as to go for haram rizq. Don't go for so much effort that you are stopped from doing your wajib acts. Oh, I'm told there is a football match and that is going to be at the time for salah. Don't go for rizq in such a way that it stops you from your wajib acts. Don't go for rizq that will entail you to earn in a haram way. And once you get it, use it in a halal way. And then be satisfied. Kwanini? Because sababu Allah is loving. Kwanini? Because He's all wise. Kwanini? Because sababu He's khairul raziqeen. Kwanini? Because all of this is temporary. Eternity is somewhere else. Let's pray to Allah to get the wisdom to be able to speak these words honestly and sincerely. وَتَجْعَلَنِي بِقِسْمِكَ رَاضِيًا قَانِعًا. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.